morning. I'm Joyce Holm. Hi there. And this is Georgia. And she's going to hold this for me so I can read this, because otherwise it's a little hard to show you the pictures. Well, actually, I'm going to read this and ask some questions, too, when we get closer to the end. Have you, any of you ever seen this book before? It's about a little boy named Solomon John. Do you know anybody named Solomon? You know a Solomon? That's very good. Do any of you know a John? You should know lots of Johns. There, we've got some that know Solomon. Well, this is about Solomon John, and Solomon John had three brothers. Okay, now I'll try to hold this. When I can't, you need to hold it for me. It's getting older. Solomon John had three brothers, but he was the littlest one. His oldest brother drove a car, and he climbed mountains with a rope. Solomon John called him Dave the Brave. "How's my man?" said Dave. Solomon John's next oldest brother rode a skateboard, and he had a secret club that met in a tree. You see the tree over there? "Bart the Brat," said Solomon John. "Babies can't join our club," said Bart. You know, there's some of both kind of people in our world. One day, the mailman brought a box from Grandma, and there was a leather baseball mitt for Dave, and he was very happy. And there was a zippy speedo whammerific truck for Bart, and he was very happy. And there was a jack-in-the-box for Solomon John. "That's a baby toy," said Bart. Does Bart look happy? It's sometimes people try to give you a nice present, but it isn't just what you wanted. Pardon me here, guys. Can I look at your truck? Asked Solomon John. Okay, just wait a minute. "It's mine. You go play with your baby toys," said Bart. Solomon John's fingers itched. Oh, they wanted to touch that zippy speedo whammerific truck. "Thank you." Bart pushed the truck down the hall to his room. He left it sitting on the floor. Did he share it with his little brother, Solomon John? Would you like to have somebody share with you? Do you think Solomon John would have liked to have Bart share with him? How do you think Solomon John felt? Solomon John crept into that room, and he touched the zippy speedo whammerific truck with one finger. "What are you doing in my room?" yelled Bart. Was that a nice thing to do? How many of you are a brother? Would you treat somebody like that? No, you wouldn't. I'm glad to hear that. Solomon John went to his room, and he crawled under the bed to his secret place. Jesus was the only one who could find him there. "Jesus," he said, "why don't you teach that Bart to share?" Do you think Jesus wants us to share? I think so, too. And then Solomon John heard the ice cream man coming down the street. Have you ever seen an ice cream truck? This is an older story, and not every community has it. They did when I would go visit my Aunt Bridella when I was a little girl, and I felt so important standing on the corner going to pick some ice cream. They don't have one in Roseburg, but it's a fun thing to do. So he was feeling bad, and he had 2 quarters. And he stood there waiting for the ice cream truck. Can anybody see the ice cream truck? Can somebody touch it to make sure everybody knows it's there? Somebody touch it? Very good, that's it. He thought, if I have ice cream, I will feel better. The ice cream man stopped at the curb. "I would like a double fudgesicle, please," said Solomon John. And he handed the man his two quarters. Sorry about this. "Hey, buddy," said Bart, "can I have some of that fudgesicle?" All of a sudden, sounds like Bart is getting to be really friendly because he wants something. People do that sometimes, but we'd be nicer if we were unselfish. What do you think you would feel like saying had Bart let him touch his toy, even touch it, not even play with it? If that was you, would you say, "Sure, I want to share my ice cream with you"? I'm glad some of you would, but a lot of boys and girls wouldn't. And Solomon John didn't really feel like sharing anything. Solomon John felt like saying, "It's mine," and he licked a chocolate drip off his finger. "Please," said Bart. What do you think you would do? We know what you'd feel like doing. I'm sorry. Somebody tore a page out of my book. And you know it had to be the last page. Well, the Bible says that we should treat other people like we want them to treat you. Would you want somebody to share their chocolate with you? Well, that's exactly what Solomon John did. He didn't do it because he felt like doing it. He didn't do it because he wanted to do it. Why did he do it? Because he knew Jesus wanted him to, and that's the kind thing to do. There's a memory verse in the Bible that says, "Be kind to one another." Do you guys know that memory verse? Can you say, "Be kind to one another"? Do you know what's at the end of that memory verse? What comes at the end?
Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, and forgiving one another.
Forgiving. Sometimes we have to forgive, but that's what Jesus did. He forgives us. You know what happened, and I know this because I've read the book. Solomon John did share his chocolate, and do you know what? Bart said, "Do you want to play with my brand new truck for a little while?" What do you think Solomon John said? And he went off to play with him. Thank you so much. Did you have something to say, dear? You know what? I am so glad you guys have been really good at listening. Really good at listening. So, when I was a little girl, every single story I got, my grandma always said, "What do we learn from this story? What do you learn from this story?" Yes. That's a very good thing.
To share.
To share. Is there anybody else who learned something?
It taught me to learn to share and to ask people if you want to play.
And to play, and to let people play with your toys. To be kind to your friends.
Thank you very much. Do you have baskets or something? Okay. Then I won't tell them to go back to their seats.